Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Good day, everyone, and good night, everyone, for those of you on the Eastern Standard Time and the Central Standard Time. Big here, your host today, Big I Am. And today we are going to do shout outs. This marks our 6-month anniversary here on Think Big Radio. Very first thing I'd like for you all to know is that we have surpassed our 100,000 archive listen mark today. That's one of the goals that we set. If you listen back on some of the other shows for perhaps March, and we reached that. And the only way that we reached that goal was through your continued support, spreading the word about your interviews, spreading the word about your friends' interviews. We have people from all over coming to our site telling how they've benefited us and how we've benefited them and how they've networked with some of the other people that have been on the show. And I'd like to send a shout-out, you know, first and foremost also to the Think Big Radio team members and founders. Our first host was Carla, Ms. Rain, and she was also responsible for making the show a success. You know, she took a short hiatus, but she's back and roaring to go. Then right after her came our other founder, Mary the Encourager, who uplifts me so much. I mean, I just wish that I could just sit back and listen to every show and have her run it, because that's exactly how she is. Between her and Miss Rain, they're both remarkable. Our other founder, Coach Dion, beautiful woman, talented, very, very motivational. I just can't stop giving them kudos for the things that they're doing and taking time out of their day. And we have two new hosts now. Miss Sunshine out of Rockford, Illinois, a beautiful woman, did her first interview last week, as a matter of fact, and it went very, very well. Textbook performance. I feel that we have been blessed. Another host we have now, Don Ali, the educator. You might know her from If a Black Woman Can, Anyone Can, Internet Millionaire. So we got a pretty nice lineup of hosts. If you want to find out more about the host on thinkbigradio.com, then the best thing for you to do is visit thinkbigradiohosts.com. That way you'll see, you know, a small, you know, profile page with them and their websites and what they're doing in their lives other than Think Big Radio. Because as all of us are, you know, business owners, small business owners, large business owners, we also, you know, have things and help people without just interviewing people on the show. So with that said, I'd like to thank all of our guests who have appeared, even from when we first started and we were just an idea. You know, we didn't let that idle dream eat away at us. We just took that dream and did right. Now we've enjoyed and manifested success. So don't let your ideas eat away at you. Do what you need to do. Do it the right way so that you can manifest success. Our success, which is a small success, was and enabled us to reach that 100,000. So not only that, I'm going to definitely thank all of you big thinking listeners, and you continuously bombard us with people who you think should also be on the show. We made everything very easy for you. Go to thinkbigradio.com, click on the pics where the children are, because all children can't wait to get big. So that's why we chose the children. And right there, you'll be taken to our site that tells you everything about our show, what we do it, how our format is, submit your information or submit someone else's information so we can get that big thinker on here to help the many, many people that have been on here. And, of course, we also network among each other. So let's start off with the month of September. The very first show, we actually had 6 archives and 1 live listener. And I happened to do that show, and it was called What Happens When There Are Technical Difficulties? Smile, You Wing It, a reading from the Big Inspiration series by me. So we had difficulties, and instead of just stopping the show and canceling, we managed to make it happen because that's what we have to do. We have to keep that content going for those out there. Then Inspirational Insights, September 23rd, was part 1 of 14, Plant Seeds. Then our very first guest, believe it or not, was an advertising account executive from the real estate division with the Chicago Sun-Times, and Malika Stevenson was her name. You can Google her to find out more about her. But it was about online advertising, new times, new media, how it can benefit you. Our very first guest dealt with marketing. Marketing is very important, and that's one of the things that we do here for you. We help market your business and get your name out there and what you're doing so that it can help benefit other listeners. Next show after that dealt with the main thing that's going on in the news right now, which is the housing crisis. So we had Otis Gatlin, and he was a mortgage consultant with the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation that's headquartered in Massachusetts, the NACA program. You'll see one of those links on our site. I believe the link says A Godsend, and that tells you guys out there who are in foreclosure or who are looking to refinance or even purchase, they have one loan, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 100% financing, and I believe the rate today was 5.125%, and it doesn't matter if you have a 4 underscore or 8 underscore. That rate is for you, one rate, fixed. After that, we had Mr. John Mayfield on from Farmington, Missouri. He's the CEO of EasySalesMeetings.com, and he talked about the importance of expanding your business and how to conduct sales meetings on a small budget that does big things. So make sure you guys hit up John Mayfield at EasySalesMeetings.com. The next show that we had was an Inspirational Insight. Then after that, we had Jacqueline Jones from Indianapolis, Indiana. She was our first person that came on the show talking about credit. She's the CEO of Ramaj Credit Repair. That's R-A-M-A-J Credit Repair. Jacqueline, spelled J-A-C-L-Y-N, Jones, the credit lady. And she definitely had some great things. The next person that we had on was your very own, one of your favorite hosts, Coach Dion, who's out there residing in California, and she talked about how she lost 120 pounds in 6 months and gained her life back. So you want to check out Dee's Life Now. That's DSLIFENOW.com. Then we had another Inspirational Insights entitled, Are You a Slave? S-L-A-V-E. That's when someone's labor achieves a vagrant existence. Wow. Now, the next one that we had after that dealt with our housing market again and foreclosures. We had Nancy Villacorta from Chicago, Illinois, housing counselor, mortgage consultant, and by the way, she's been promoted twice since she's aired this show, but she's a real foreclosure expert, and a lot of people think that, you know, they get that foreclosure notice, next thing you know, a year, 8-9 months later, boom, they're out on the streets, but a foreclosure can actually drag on for 2 years plus, and you don't want it to do that because it's almost just like a bad tenant. You know, you need to try to work out a plan and get something done right. If you got to let it go and let God. That's what I'm going to say. So list it and try to get something back for it. But, don't try to drag it on that long, but do what you have to do, because a lot of people out there have families and you just can't see a way out. So Nancy Villacorta, and I love saying her name like that, so I'm going to say it one more time. Nancy Villacorta came on, and she talked about the foreclosure process. We had 95 archives at that point, and we had 5 live listeners. We had call-ins from around the country, but we weren't taking calls at that point, as far as they weren't registering that we had callers. But, yeah, we had a couple of callers. Then after that, from Port Salerno, Florida, was Pastor Robert Carpenter. And his name was helping you grow into your life's purpose through life coaching and entrepreneurship. He's been doing some very big things since October, since he's aired. Pastor Robert Carpenter from Port Salerno, Florida. So just Google him and you'll be able to find out, because at that point we didn't have a website. So if I don't mention a website, it's because we don't have it listed. Then the other, we had an inspirational insight, Destroy Fear. This is all October. Now, after that, we had Mr. Kenny Gardner, also known as DJ Kenny G from Chicago, Illinois, how he turned his musical passion into wealth and the process gathered the attention of some major radio stations. Now he's doing sets all over Chicagoland. He's got a couple of places that he does every other Monday. He has a great turnout. You want to listen to that interview from October the 15th. The next person we had on was from Dallas, Texas. Her name is Rachel Stribling. And I'm going to tell you, we talked almost every week, twice a week. She has so many great ideas, but as big thinkers do, she acted upon them. So you definitely want to visit SalonRefer.com. That's SalonRefer.com. SalonRefer.com. She has a database of pretty much all of the salons that she's come in touch with across the USA. And she does some real good things. And that also led to her other company, Internet Ad Masters. I'm not sure about the web address, but it might be iam.com. But if you go to salonrefer.com, you'll find out about Rachel Stribling from Dallas, Texas. Definitely a big thinker. That was when we were starting to get a lot of listeners in our book. We had 109 downloads at that point. Then we had an inspirational insight. Then our next person was from Bolingbrook, Illinois. It was your very own Carla Daniels, Mrs. Rain. That's Ms. Rain, Carla Daniels. And she talked about her passion and her leadership workshops and how she helps her clients to show them what they're working with. She's really making it happen now. She took a hiatus because she had gotten so busy, but she's back on Think Big Radio as a host again, and she's doing what she does. Now, the next guest we had was a Mr. Q Hawkins from Chicago, Illinois. He's a legal business guru. This was the very first time we had over 1,000 archive listens, because this gentleman marketed like crazy. We had 8 live callers, and he did some damage, because his story was he had lost $40,000 because of his improper contracts, and the company profited over $250,000. And at that point, he was like, never again, never again. And he became that legal whiz. That's Q Hawkins from Chicago, Illinois. No website for him. But if you listen to the interview, he did mention a website. Then after that, we had an inspirational insight hosted by Mrs. Rain, and it was SOS for Relationships. Now, the next person that we had on after that was a comedian by the name of BLT. I don't know where he was from, but you can reach him at BLTComedy@yahoo.com. And it's almost like bacon, lettuce, tomato, BLTComedy@yahoo.com for bookings or more information on his comedy that has a message. Then after that, we went to Chicago, Illinois, Chris Norris, greatchoicesdirectory.com. That's greatchoicesdirectory.com. Chris Norris, beautiful woman. Had the chance to meet her because she's right here in my own home state, and she talked about the three most important things a small business owner must do, and she throws some very great events, which I was luckily able to attend because it matched my schedule, and I'm going to tell you, she has some big thinkers and movers and shakers in that event. You couldn't look around without seeing a big thinker. Then we had a very special guest, and I'm going to say her name from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is Monica Ogando, and she's remarkable. I can't wait to have her on again. I didn't feel that interview went great from my part, but she hung in there with us, very, very big thinker. Understand her name is Coach Mo, so 1 second. Thank you for those who blessed me. The spelling of her name is Monikahogando. That's Monikahogando from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You definitely want to visit her site and see what she was talking about. Powerful woman, great story. Next after that, we had Mrs. Rain again for our inspirational insight, part two for the SOS for relationships. Now, after that, we visited Eagan, Minnesota, and spoke with Romeka Bell. That's R-H-O-M-E-K-A Bell from www.simplicityemg.com. That's simplicityemg.com, and she manages business. She shared her knowledge on how to effectively manage your business with simplicity and ease to increase your customer base and business income. Definitely want to listen to Romeka Bell, simplicityemg.com. Let's see. Then after that, we had your very own Mary Brown, the Encourager, from Richmond, Virginia, Creating Your Life site. Mary Brown, known as the Encourager, helps small business owners discover their underlying gifts from assessing and identifying their five top personality driving forces. That's Mary Brown, the Encourager. She's just recently landed a position with the Small Business Association, and she travels throughout Virginia giving workshops with them. That's Mary Brown. That's big thinking. So definitely love to have her on. You guys have heard a lot of her inspirational insights. Then after that, we went to Los Angeles, California, and we had our first Hollywood actor, writer, and producer on the show, Larry Flash Jenkins. That's Larry Flash Jenkins, Los Angeles, California. He was the first African-American actor to star in three television series on the three big major networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC. I remember one of those shows, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but he definitely was on there. So that's Larry Flash Jenkins. So if you even Google his name, it'll pop right up. Then after that, Mary the Encourager, she had her first Inspirational Insight, part 1 of 3, Creating Your Life site. Then the next entertainer we had on from Atco, New Jersey, was Donnie, legendary Mr. Soul Thompson, Jr. And his business boomed with video marketing from him being on YouTube doing Sam Cooke. He met Sam Cooke's family. Sam Cooke's family was like, you even sound like him when he wasn't singing. And Donnie, legendary Mr. Soul Thompson Jr., can really get down when it comes to that Sam Cooke. So you might just want to look up legendary Mr. Soul, Google that, and he will come up. Let me check the time. Okay, 20 minutes into the show. I just don't want to run out of time. And that was the November show. I'm in November, everyone. So after that, we had one of our first authors on the show, which was Billy Cardwell Windsor. She's from Richmond, Virginia, and her site is Passion. Oh, I'm sorry. You can email her at passion4possibilities@gmail.com. That's passion4possibilities@gmail.com. A motivational poet, talks about life skills and the word, along with her upcoming book, A Passion for Possibilities. Her book has was released last month. It's in all of the major bookstores. It's also on Amazon.com. And she gave us a very loving shout out by putting thinkbigradio.com in the back of her book's cover. So everybody that's purchasing her book, they're also helping out our show. Billy Cardwell Windsor from Richmond, Virginia, Passion for Possibilities. Beautiful woman. She read a couple of excerpts. Loved her. Then November 15th, we had on Mr. J. Sakaya Sandifer. He was our next author. He wrote a book called Think, 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 and Think Again. Ain't that something? Think, 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 and think again. That's a lot of thinking. And I think he's writing a follow-up called Act on What You've Been Thinking. I just made that up. But anyway, that's J. Sakaya Sandifer. His website is www.thethinkmovement.com. And he's out of Jersey, New Jersey. Then after that, we had an inspirational insight hosted by Coach Dion, and she talked about her 21-day life detox, part one of three. From there, we moved into financials for November the 19th. We had April Mason from Morrow, Georgia. And what she does is she helps not only churches but other businesses get business financing and not off of their own personal credit. Did you hear that? So April Mason from Morrow, Georgia can teach you all out there how to get your business finance without using your personal credit. And I believe it's aprilmason.com. But if you listen to the interview, November 19th, April Mason, Morrow, Georgia, the websites will be revealed to you. Then November 20th, we had Pearl Jr. from Van Nuys, California. She is the author of Black Women Need Love Too, and also talked about, as a business owner, certain steps one must take to market successfully. So Black Women Need Love Too. They definitely do. Pearl Jr. from Van Nuys, California. Then November 22nd, I think that was about Thanksgiving, if I do believe. And on that show, all of the hosts shared our Thanksgiving blessings. So everybody had their 4-minute words of inspiration and thanks. And a couple of past guests and future guests actually came onto the call. And hey, happy Thanksgiving again from November 22nd. You might want to listen to that interview. And at that point, we were four strong. Me from Illinois, Ms. Rain from Illinois, Coach Dion out there in California, and Mary the Encourager in Richmond, Virginia. So that was when we had four. Then after that, another inspirational insight by me called Laws and Rules, November 25th. Then we had Roshana Jenkins on from Georgia, the Pleasing Wives Retreat, where she was teaching women how to please God in their marriage and the steps to take to form successful retreats. So Roshana Jenkins from Pleasing Wives Retreat. And I think it might be pleasingwivesretreat.com. It came a point where we are always adding their web address in after a certain point so that people will be able to also look at the interview and visit their website while they were listening to the interview. We didn't start that till later as we really just learned how to market them more effectively. Then after that, we had an author, Rosemary Grigsby from Los Angeles, California. The world is yours. Rosemary Grigsby. She's traveled the USA and abroad, wrote and produced at Rusk and Paramount Studios, and shared some words of wisdom and business knowledge. She sent her CD to me. It was great, pleasing. I mean, it's the kind of thing after a hard day of work, you want to put that in there so that you can just relax and listen to those encouraging words with the nice music behind it. I mean, Rosemary Grisby's got it going on, everybody. Then after that, we had one of our recording stars, Charlotte Doreen Small from New York, New York. And this lady can sing. When I say, I'm going to repeat that. She can sing. You're talking about getting down or whatever you want to call it. Charlotte Doreen Small from New York, New York is doing it. Go to www.midnightenterprises.com. That's www.midnightenterprises.com. And listen to the interview. We played a snippet of her song called More, and that's what everybody wants out here is a little bit more. We want to all do more to benefit people. Then we had an inspirational insight hosted by Miss Rain, which started December. We are now into our December guests, and it's 8:26 Central Standard Time. So our first guest was 11-3rd Records, music, technology, and the business of it all. These guys, when it comes to keeping it real, I mean, you just can't believe that they are definitely keeping it real. They're doing things. They're from three different places, met through the internet, got together doing things, and it's just unbelievable. And these guys do keep it real. Miss Rain, I remember, was the host on that show. And because we can do this over the phone, my phone actually died on the show. But it was a great interview for most of what I heard from it. And of course, I listened to it again. But, yeah, they're real good. That's 11-3rd Records, and they give all of their information how to reach them. Then Mary the Encourager came on, and I believe that was a Sunday, and she talked about your best boss is you. And, oh, yeah, once again, all of the Think Big radio hosts also have their own radio shows also that they do. So visit thinkbigradiohosts.com. That's thinkbigradiohosts.com so you can find out a little bit more about them and visit their link to know exactly what they're doing and how we're able to help people also. So from there, we went to Westminster, South Carolina, and talked with Jim Bonham from Bonham Enterprises. And he really just talked, I mean, this guy, he's a heavy investor out there, but he talked about his philanthropy organization and not real estate. And he's doing a great thing with his Lighthouse Food Program. And we need to get this guy some help out there because he's doing some really big things on giving back to the community. That's Jim Bonham from Westminster, South Carolina. He came on December 11th. After that, we had our first interview. The gentleman's originally from Columbia, South Carolina, but he did his interview from Baghdad, Iraq. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We've had people, look at that, the phones are ringing off the hook. We've had people come on the show from all around. They've been calling in, and we were just so happy to be able to have him call in. 8 o'clock our time was about 6 or 5 a.m. his time, and he got up, and he made sure that he was on there. And true venture capitalist, he's just making so doing so many big things over there, it's unbelievable. And he's also tracking his turnkey businesses here in the States online through, it's just remarkable. You want to listen to him December 13th. Now, December 17th, we had Tanya Mendoza from Cherrillville, Indiana. She's an appraisal expert, and she's giving out new advice for a new market. But one of the things that she did was she explained how, with the new rules and appraisal, how they're doing it. So listen real closely because I'm going to break this down because, of course, real estate is my forte. When someone does an appraisal on your property now, and this is countrywide, they need to go 6 blocks east, west, north, south, the last 6 months, and they have to match pretty much almost exactly what happened. Now, If some of those houses sold because it was a short sale through foreclosure, that also has to be noted in the report. But a lot of people are losing values on their house. So right now the new rules are 6 blocks north, south, east, and west, and then you can go a little bit further, 6 months though, and if nothing is sold, you go to a year. But you just, I mean, it's just something real, I'm not going to say time-consuming, but you have to know exactly what you're doing now as an appraiser, because everybody wants to point the blame on what happened in this market. And what I believe happened, which the show is not about, it was just pretty much greed on everybody across the board. You know, greed from the person wanting to purchase the house, knowing that they couldn't afford it, but they might have wanted to have talking or bragging rights. Then the agent that found them the house, knowing that they couldn't afford it because it's agents you're taught. Then the mortgage person, of course, which was pretty much before the agent, that knew that this person might not have been able to afford the mortgage after the adjustment. And the bank who did a quick review and just knew that, you know, so it's not just one person you could point the finger at. Even the appraiser who might have said it was worth this much just so that, you know, they could close the deal regardless of the appraiser's going to make their money out front. So a lot of things involved with that, and it not only hurt our economy, but it hurt economy all across the globe. So Daniel Mendoza from Sherrville, Indiana, was on, and she gave some real good information. Then after that, we had our first multimillionaire on here, and that was Randy Ray from Gravel Hill, Tennessee, and he had a great story. His website is drivingyourdestiny.com. He was the founder and co-owner of Fuel Freedom, and real good environmentalist type guy, conscious, and that was a great show. That show, we had 14 live and 12 callers and 196 archived. So it was pretty good, that one. Then after that, we had our December 23rd show, which was right before Christmas. And actually, I was the Sunday segment Inspirational Insights host, and that show was called Thankful, T-H-A-N-K-F-U-L. And great one there. So December 23rd, you guys might want to look at that. Then after that, we had our first business owner who was his brick and mortar firm, and that was Aaron Glover from Brooklyn, New York, www.soulinc.net. That's www.soulinc.net. That's SOUL Inc.net. And the reason why I am saying it over and over again for Mr. Glover is because he broke some records on Think Big Radio. We had 48 live with just 3 callers, but he also got over 5,000 archive listens, because whatever he was doing out there in New York combined with what we were doing, he made it happen for his show. So shouts out to Aaron Glover. He was a big part of us really starting to really, 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 really make it happen on Think Big Radio. Right now, let's get this. You are listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Now, the very next thing that we're going to go with is we had a Sunday segment, Inspirational Insight, after that. That was Miss Rain, and she broke records on that one for real. Then, January 1st, 2008, all of the Think Big Radio hosts came on to say Happy New Year, and we thanked all of the guests, and we thanked all of our listeners. We had had 15,000 archive shows for the month of December, which actually had went up to 18,000. And our goal was 50,000 by January 2008, which we made that. I mean, you guys have helped us a lot. We really appreciate you listening to the show and passing the word. Then the next, after that, our first guest for the new year was Wendy Davis from Los Angeles, California. She's on the TV show Army Wives. And for those of you who Dalton knows Wendy Davis was also nominated for an Oscar not too long after she was on our show. So look up that name, Wendy Davis from the show Army Wives. She's also a big thinker doing it out there in Hollywood. Next, we had Inspirational Insight with Mary the Encourager. Then we had a cancellation on January 7th, 2008, and we had to just call somebody up as fast as possible. And another Think Big Radio host who we network with came on the show. I want to hand out big shout out to Brown Sugar from brownsugarradio.com. That's Brown, S-U-G-A, Brown, S-U-G-A, Brown Sugar Radio. You guys have to listen to her show when it comes to hip-hop entertainment. She can't be touched, put it that way. She's got one of the greatest shows I've heard on Blog Talk Radio when it comes to that entertainment. And I've listened around, so she's really doing it up. She's from Las Vegas, Nevada. Brown Sugar, you're going to always be the girl. Thank you, and hope to network with you on many different occasions. Now, from there, we had Patricia Yarbrough from Alpharetta, Georgia. And her site is go to the secretisout.com. She has an upscale lingerie boutique for you ladies who want to look sexy for your men and your other friends, rather, if, you know, for those of you ladies who just look sexy for everyone. And she's also the author of A Silent Scream, and that's a great book. So go to www.patricia.com. Yarbrough, that's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Patricia. Yarbrough is spelled Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H, PatriciaYarbrough.com, to learn about everything she's doing. Then at that point, we had another gentleman come on dealing with credit January 10th. That was Reuben Harris from Houston, Texas, MJMarketingGroup.info. That's MJ. marketinggroup.info. Reuben Harris from Houston, Texas. And he had a 30-minute show, and I swear it should have been about 45 minutes to an hour. It was just that great. Then we had our Inspirational Insight with Coach Dion. Then we had our first photographer from Exclusive Photography, Calvin E. Evans. This guy is making it happen. I mean, he's been blowing up so much with his big thinking since then that you're always going to find him with some stars or some beautiful women. Calvin E. Evans from Exclusive Photography is making it happen. Make sure you definitely look him up. Then we had from Oak Park, Illinois, Michelle Ryder. She is the CEO of Inspired Redesign and talked about the importance of home staging. She's had so many, she's doing some big things out there when she was in Boston. Now she's in Illinois. You definitely want to listen to that interview when it comes to fixing up your home or your corporate office. That's www.inspiredredesign.com. She's one of the top 10 rules for fabulous designs, why diversity matters, and the importance of home staging in the competitive buyer's market. Then we had Mr. Geronimo Robinson on. His website is Isaac and Imani. That's ISACANDIMANI.com. He just did so much, and he was one of the guys for the Baltimore Municipal Opera Company that was founded and directed by an African American. He's traveled, he's done things in Africa and helped people similar to Oprah. That Mr. Geronimo Robinson is something else, and I'm definitely going to be trying to get out there to Africa with him soon. Most of you know I will be traveling the country starting in the end of June anyway, so I don't know when I'm going to make it out there to Africa, but that is going to be one of my stops. Then January 21st, we had Tyrone Cavett, Chicago, Illinois, TyronesTaxes.com. That's TyronesTaxes.com. And this guy, he's one of my tax guys, and he knows what he's doing. This guy is good. Anybody I've ever sent to him, They haven't went to anyone else after he's done their taxes because he knows those rules like a book. I mean, you think that he was a square guy with the thick glasses and the pads, and he's nothing like that, but you know how those stereotypes can be. But this guy knows those numbers, and he's always learning, and he was one of the head guys for H&R Block before he started his own tax service. So that's tyronestaxes.com. Then we had our next millionaire, who a lot of the networkers out there know as Mr. Joe Schroeder. He's a network trainer. Joe Schroeder, that's the bad guy right there. I'm going to tell you, he had 54 live, 11 callers, a little bit over 1,200 archive listens. www.networkersconsultants.com, networkersconsultants.com. Joe Schroeder got on here, and he plenty of knowledge, plenty of knowledge. Then after that, from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we had Natalie Graham, and we've been trying to get her to become a host for I don't know how long, but she is so busy, but she's doing it big time with Chautauqua Shoes. That's ShautauqueSHoes.com, Chautauqua Shoes, Natalie Graham from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Inspirational Insight then, hosted by Big. And then we had our first guy on here who could make a commercial for you. For those of you who are interested in having your commercials did, you might want to try Daryl Jennings from Detroit, Michigan. Daryl Jennings, 1961 at yahoo.com. That's where you need to email him, Daryl Jennings, 1961 at yahoo.com. He's done our own These Life commercial. We have 4 minutes left, and I swear we're not close to finish, so I'm just going to start running them off. Theron Shellman, thirdeyepublishing.org. Theron Shellman, thirdeyepublishing.org. Val Smith, www.louryleyinc.com. That's louryleyinc.com. Val Smith, another multimillionaire, was on the show. A. Victoria Abrams, check her out, the TCPBookLounge.com, TCPBookLounge.com. Armin Caprillion, www.closingescrow.com, that's closingescrow.com. Cassandra McGee, who's one of our new hosts, mypowerforliving.com, mypower4living.com. E. Everett McFall, Gary, Indiana. I can still hear their cries even in my sleep. Vietnam vet, great, great interview. Then Chris Vaughn, www.herstartup.com out there in Hampton, Virginia. You need to listen to what this woman is telling you. Chris Vaughn, herstartup.com. Jomo London, Adia Comics, A-D-I-A Comics.com, A-D-I-A Comics.com. You got to see him. Then we had from ThreeSpiritsPress.com. That's ThreeSpiritsPress.com. Jason Savage and Alan Lohner. Nicole Best from Long Beach, New York. ITCOS.biz. And the company of sisters.com. ITCOS.biz. You definitely want to see her. Peter Glickman, New York Times, London Times. The Raw Food Site. The Raw Food Site.com. Dane Reed from Dane Reed Media, DaneReidMedia.com. Another person that can do those voiceovers and all those things for you. Then we had our very special Micaiah Stale, known as Tink Tink from Edmond, Oklahoma, CrystalStale.com. That's CrystalStale.com. 7-year-old author, and she's donating a majority of her money to people who are in need of books that are in college. Then we had Shannon Brooks from Envision Capital Group. That's Envision Capital, GRP.com. She's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, talked about financial planning. Melissa Ward, Rentropolis.com. For those out there who are landlords and looking for a great thing, Melissa Ward, Rentropolis, we're down to the wire. Sope Mbe, IndieHeat.com, Don Ali, new host, If a Black Woman Can, AnyoneCan.com, Anthony Ballman, FixYourCreditRightNow.com, FixYourCreditRightNow.com, Torrin Ellis, MondayMover.com, Elaine Seth, ElaineSeth.com, Letitia Baby Girl Robinson, Kim Yanzari, Vez Rose Stewart, and the Sunday segment that just passed. Thanks again for thinking big, everyone, and this one came right down to the wire. You are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach, and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Thanks for coming on. We had over 100,000 hits. That's what we were looking for. Our 6 months is up. We reached our goal, and we love to help you reach yours. Thanks for
thinking. Love Talk Radio.